Chinaman.
Those are the ones I gave to you. That one piece of paper. I'm going to give it to you in that order.
Good morning.
Piece of paper. I had them all written off.
For this morning's scriptural meditation and study, please open your Bibles up to the book of Ecclesiastes.
The first one is going to be
Ecclesiastes, first Timothy, chapter 3, and we'll be reading verse 1.
And then, yep. And then
Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. And the Bible reads, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is a season and a time. Brother John Cooper.
There is one Lord and one faith and one baptism. There is one Lord and one faith and one baptism. There is one Lord and one faith and one baptism, and I'll tell it wherever I go.
Good morning, Lord's Church. It is a blessing to be here, and if you love God, you will say amen. And if you love God, again, you say a little louder. Amen. Amen. This morning, I thank God once again for having me be in your presence to share his holy and righteous word. Again, to those who may be visiting with us here at the Sandy Lane Church of Christ on the fifth Sunday of the month, we have which is called Youth Sunday. And what that means is our young people, you probably witness, is taking an intricate part of the Lord's service, doing scripture reading, doing prayer, leading us in communion and collection. And so you witness that this day, and the lesson that is going to be presented is for our young people as well. But also, as an adult, God's word has something for us all. Amen. I've been praying and asking God to give me a lesson that I can bring home to our young people, and he had put on my heart this morning out of Ecclesiastes in 3, just focusing on verse 1. God gave me a lot out of this one scripture that I'm going to share with you this morning, and I not only want you being paying attentive to me, but our young people, there's a message in here for you this morning. And I want you to put this on your heart and on your mind. And what I'm going to ask you to do this morning, as we go into the seasons and a time, it's going to be reflecting you as a young person based on your particular age. The lesson is going to come when you talk about the seasons and time. We have four seasons, don't we? Amen. And we have them all of the time. Amen. So young people, I want you to pull out some paper, pull out a pen, because I know you can draw, but you're going to write down, there is a season and a time. There are four seasons. You have springtime, you have summertime, you have fall time, and you have winter time. So all of those young people between the ages of 7 and 9, I ask you at this time if you would stand where you are sitting. all of the young people between 7 and 9, stand where you are sitting. Whether you're a Christian or not, all of our young people who are the ages between 7 and 9, amen. You can have a seat. You are our springtime. It's the introduction season to having a spiritual life. This is a time that you enjoy life. You look at Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 9. On the first part of that, it says, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes." Amen. Enjoy life, young people. There's one thing seeing a young person that is in the age between 7 and 9 years old that can't smile, that can't laugh. Young people, this is your springtime. Another time is a time of innocence. And I love God so much because all of us witnessed that this morning. When we had our young brother come in prayer, amen. And out of the innocence out of his heart, he prayed up to God and said, "We pray for Brother Cooper, even though Brother Brown is a better preacher." But that's the innocence. That's the springtime of our young people. In adults, let our young people share their innocence with us. Soon as our young man got down, I seen his daddy pull him over. "Dad, let him have his innocence." God displayed that to us today for a reason. It's also a time for our young people to imagine. At that age, we always reinforce and say, you could be anything that you want to be at that age. It's your springtime. Yes. Love God. You could be anything that you want to be. At that age, our young people, you have the opportunity to ask any question. Why is the sky blue? Why does the moon set so high? This is your springtime, young people. Enjoy through your innocence. It's a time to imagine. No question is a bad question, young people. I didn't forget about our young people, but springtime is also for adults as well. It's a time for our parents, it's time for adults to instill God's word in our young people. We have to share with our young people that even though they're youth, God will still judge us all. Youth tendencies to focus solely on themselves here and now. At that age, sometimes they don't want to talk about God. But it's our job as parents, single parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, God's blessing us to be in our young people's lives. Share his holy and righteous word. Show our young people that how our life reveals, resolves around God. Amen. Share our young people that no matter what, God is first and forevermore. I'm going to ask my young brother who was there, who grabbed the mic, who's ready to read our scripture. I'm going to ask him to read 1 Timothy 4:12 for us. 1 Timothy 4:12.
Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example, and be the believers in the word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Amen. Springtime. Our parents, we instill that in them. Our young people, do not let your youth be despised. Amen. Summertime. Summertime. I'm going to ask our young people between the ages of 10 and 13 to stand. 10 and 13. Brother Cooper didn't forget about you. Amen. You can have a seat now. This is your preparation season. Amen. Summertime. The world says you are only young once, so enjoy it in every way you can. That's what the world say. Remember now who's your creator in the days of your youth. While evil days come not, nor years draw nigh, when thou shalt say and have no pleasure in them. That's Ecclesiastes 12:1. At the age you are in summertime, realize who your creator is. It's just not your mother and your father. God has used your parents to create you, to have you here today in God's presence. God is shaping and molding you during the summertime, preparing you this season to be a man or a woman on this earth. During this time, summertime, at this age, it's a time to be obedient to your parents. Amen. This is what you call the, not teenage, but the tweenage times, where they're between things. So not only they're asking questions, but they're kind of being disobedient to mama and daddy and to even some adults because they think they know it all because the world says you only live once. Be wise, young people. Proverbs 13:1. It is wise for young people to heed to advice. Amen. Young people, when your parents, when adults in the church are giving you advice, sound advice, take heed to it. Yes, it's hard to swallow. Yes, you think you have a better answer. But summertime is the age that you know right from wrong. And when you're getting advice, when you make a decision, you have to take on that advice and not be opposite of that advice. See, Jesus at the age of 12 in the Bible, Jesus says, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. Jesus was only 12 years old at the time. And Jesus set the example for not only us, but young people. At the age of 12, all you need to be is about the Father's business. Amen. Fall time. Fall time. If you 14 to 19, I ask you to stand at this particular time. 14 to 8 to 19. Amen. Fall time, you can have a seat. Provision season. Fall time is the time that the leaves start falling off the tree. Cold air start coming into the environment. Seasons, the temperatures are changing. There's 2 points I want our young people at this age to get. And I know at the beginning I asked you to write, and I see our young people this age not writing. That's okay. Because it's fall time. This is where we need you, parents. There's 2 points that I want you to get. Because I'm not going to keep you here long and chastise you. First point is, what kind of character am I going to be at this age? What kind of character am I going to be at this age? A good name is better than a precious ointment. Ecclesiastes 7:1. A good name is chosen rather than great riches, love and favor, rather than silver and gold. Proverbs 22:1. Young people this age, this is a life. Well, it's all about the bling bling, nice sneakers, nice clothes. You want to look good. But what type of character are you sending? God's not saying you can't look good, you can't be clean. But what type of character are you setting? When you walk into a place, you want your character to show. Then someone will come up to you and go, hey, how you doing? What's your name? And you tell them your name and they will remember that name. See, you don't want to walk into an environment and you have your hoodie on, your head down, your pants down, your skirt tight, up in the air. And then they say, what's your name? And young man, you go, my name is Mookie. Already your character's out the window. And if you're a young girl, my name is Shanae. What type of character are you sending? Amen. Yesterday, we went to a youth conference, youth rally at Cold Harbor Church of Christ. And I waited outside for our young people before we went in the building. And me and Sister Cooper were out there by ourselves before the rest of the young people started showing up. No one greeted us, Sister Cooper and I. We were just in the car waiting. But as our young people started pulling up, getting out of the car, had their Bibles in their hand, amen, the minister from Cole Harbor Road Church of Christ comes over. He says, how you doing? My name is Doug. Where you from? And we told him, Sandy Lane Church of Christ. And he was looking around. He said, they got their Bibles. As you see the other youth coming from other congregations, they were there. But guess what they didn't have? He noticed that right away. That was character. Your character goes a long way. Second point. Whom shall I choose as my associates? Amen. Fall time. Whom
shall I chose as my associates. Listen, be not deceived, evil communication, corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33. See, when you're associating with Mookie and Shanaynay, there's not only not good character, but by associating yourselves with them, cannot be good communication. Well, Mookie, go, what are you doing Saturday? Well, I'm going to Cole Harbor Church of Christ Youth Rally. You don't want to go to the mall, hang out. You don't want to go to the playground and play basketball. Watch who you associate with. You want to associate with a Mookie or Shanaynay where you could say, hey, listen, Saturday, I'm going to a youth rally. And they go, can I come with you? That's what the type of associate, because they know that you are about good character. When you invite them to church, to youth Sunday, and if they come up with an excuse not to be there, watch who you associate yourself with. Soon as you want to give a birthday party at your house, guess who's the first one there? Mookie and Shanaynay. And I bet you they won't have a gift for you. But even in the midst of that, they come to your birthday party. You invite your brothers and sisters in the church. Let Mookie and Shanaynay see that you not only associate yourself with them, but you have your church family. And then they may even go, who's that, your auntie, your uncle? And then you can explain to them who they are, and maybe God will prick their hearts. Amen. But watch your associates. At that age, young men, watch these fast females. Did y'all hear what I said? Watch these fast females. Because you associate yourself with them, they're going to slow you down. You're going to get more than what you bargained for. I didn't forget about you, our young ladies. You got it worse. You better watch these. I can't even say young men. You got to watch these boys. These boys who are nowhere near men. Who can't even take you to McDonald's and pay for a Happy Meal. But they want to be with you. They want to be associated with you. Young girls, you go out to dinner, this is the first sign. If they're not even putting a hand in their pocket, that already tells you who not to associate yourself with. Young ladies, I work in the school system, and I can't believe how these young men talk to our young girls. And our young girls accept it. Young girls, listen, you are a royal priesthood. You are an extraordinary child of God. A young man calls you out of your name. Come get Brother Cooper. No. A young man calls you out of your name. Call on God. Turn your back on them. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Watch who you associate yourself with. Young people, associate yourself with one of another in God's church. Let God prosper in your relationships. Fellowship with one another. Yesterday was an excellent example at Cold Harbor Church of Christ. I wasn't sure how the fellowship was going to go. But a young brother, and I just want to use him for an example, Brother Emil, Romeo Emil, he comes late. He was tied up, him and Tati, but he comes late. And he sits with the rest of the youth. But as the time went on, do you know other youth from other congregations were sitting all around him? And then I kind of put my head to the side and figure, why are they sitting all around him? And they're just asking him questions from, you know, what congregation you're from. And he's sitting there, he's intermingling with other youth from other congregations. What I love about that, he was the oldest youth there, leading, showing the other ones, listen, this is how you fellowship. And I mean, he was doing it with love. I was trying to tap him on the shoulder and ask him about him, because he's preaching today. I was going to ask him something. He was busy fellowshipping. He turned around and looked at me and said, wait a minute, Brother Cooper. And he just kept fellowshipping. And I felt good watching that. When you were other youth at youth rallies, intermingle. Let them know who you like associating yourself with, and vice versa. Teach them. Amen. See, avoid the crowd at this age that drinks, that do drugs, that tell dirty stories, and that uses curse words. It is your time to step up. Amen. When you are called, it's your time to step up. Just like in Isaiah 6:8, his response is, here am I, Lord, send me. That should be our attitude when it comes down to stepping up in the fall time. Amen. Winter time. Cold in the winter. Do we have any young people between the ages, say, 20 and 25 years? I ain't forget about you. Winter time. It's cold in the winter. But the winter time is a season of production. It's the time to exercise the wisdom and understanding that you've been getting over all of the years. To come to the age when you were spent in your younger days. Job 12:12. It's a time to exercise that. This is that age where our young people don't even come to church. They fall away from the church. But this is the time that you exercise that wisdom. It's a time for endurance. Yes, it's cold. You're going to have to put a couple of more coatings of coats on, some sweaters on. It's a little bit more work. Challenges start coming in your life that you have to face alone. But you can go to God to resolve them. Amen. The first thing that our young adults do is go to the world, try to find a better way how to handle their situation. No! You come to God. It's like a race. You know when you was younger, when you used to take off, you used to take off fast as a young person. But now you're between 20 and 24. That race is long, isn't it? Yeah. You get tired. But you need that endurance. Don't stop. Keep your pace. Set your eyes on the course. Those that weren't here last week, I talked about good grounds. You have to be on good grounds. Set your eyes on the prize. Keep moving forward. See, at that age of 20 and 24, you set your eyes on the prize, but then something happens over here, and you take your eyes off it a little bit too long. Keep the course. You must stay on the course. Oh, okay, you left the church. You could come back. The course is still there, young people. Get back on. Don't say, I ran that, people going to look at me different now. No. Get back on that course. Keep your eyes on the prize. Move forward. No matter what your situation is. You can't be on outside of the course looking at it, though, talking about, I'm going to get back on the course. You have to get on the course and you have to move towards the prize. Do you know what the prize is? It's not about you getting a good job and making a lot of money and doing right in this world. The prize is heaven, young people. The prize is heaven. That's where you want to end up at. You want to go into the glory land way. And it's there, right in front of you. You just got to get on the course. Yeah, it's cold. The wind is blowing. Stay the course. It must not be a time of complacency, but diligence. Because they are all things that you need to accomplish. In this world, they talk about multitasking. Only thing you got to multitask on is God. There's no multitasking. There's a task. God. I was in a group home yesterday. And I want to take the young men out to go to a park and get some ice cream and we come back. One of the guys says, wait a minute, I got to multitask. What are you multitasking? Well, I got to get my sneakers. I got to clean my room because you ain't going to let us go if we don't clean our room. Which he should have done that morning. You see, he was just lost. But his head's already messed up, multitasking. You don't need to multitask. You just focus on what the goal is. Now, once I say something about God to our young, them young people in the group home, it's like yelling, Satan. It's like they're the anti. I'm going to keep hammering them. But that's where they're at. And we don't want our young adults who grow up in the church to be like that. Amen. Listen, young people, ages between 20 and 25. Yes, we know you have goals in life. You have to finish college. You have to go to trade school. Or now you're in the military. Or you're just working 9 to 5 or 3 to 11. Whatever you're doing. It's winter time. time for production. Stay the course. Do not go to school. Do not go to work and not go to church. Amen. You're going to get pulled off your course. If you're working and you don't come to church, you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, them bills are going to start coming. You bringing home $200 a week, and then you're getting $400 a week bills. You go to college. You ain't used to studying your Bible. You don't open up. You never open up your Bible. When you go to school, they're going to tell you to open a book. Then you struggling in school. Bad grades. You're not telling your parents what your grades are. But I'm in school. That's Satan setting in. Focus on God. Amen. You're in the military. And I haven't been in the military, but Brother Hughes, Brother Hart know, you have the upper ranks all in your ear telling you when to walk, when to stop walking, when to sit down, when to move. All you got to do is tell them that's okay. God's telling me when to walk, when to move. You ain't telling me nothing no different. Winter time, young people. We want you to stay in the church. As you go through your seasons, springtime, summertime, fall time, and winter time, we want you to continue God's race. Be about God's business. Now, you may be a young person that haven't obeyed the gospel. Or you're an adult that haven't obeyed the gospel. And you're not familiar with your season or the time that you are dealing with right now. But that's okay. God is good. God has a plan. Amen. God has a plan no matter what your situation is. You could be part of that plan. Amen. No matter what season you're in or what time you're in. See, God's plan is a plan of salvation. Amen. You're not a Christian. He got a plan for you. You can follow that course. Amen. The first step is hearing what God's word is. Did you hear with his words in John 6:45. And then second, you believe in what you hear. Luke 13:3. And then you confess, Matthew 10:32, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then lastly, you're baptized. Acts 2:38. What time are you in right now? And I want you to think about it as we sit here, and I'm going to have my brother read the scriptures. We're going to go back to Ecclesiastes 3, and he's going to read. But I want you to think about as he's reading. What time are you in?
To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace.
Amen. You follow God's plan. He'll do three things to you. The first thing he will do is forgive you of all of your sins. Amen. He don't care what time it is. God will forgive you of all your sins. Then he will send you the Holy Spirit to guide you, that course, to guide you, to teach you, to shape you, to mold you. And then he adds you to his church. Amen. Now, if you're visiting with us, this is the Church of Christ. That's in the Bible. Amen. Once you finish God's plan of salvation, God will add you to the church. You don't join the church. It doesn't say that in the Bible. God adds you to his church, the Church of Christ. Amen. And if you have more questions about it, we'll give you an opportunity where you can sit down and ask questions. And what we're going to do is give you a biblical answer based on your question. But God has a plan for you. If you're a Christian, you haven't been living your life according to God's will. God's give you a great opportunity to get it right. He wants you to have a repentant heart, ask for forgiveness. And you could do that too, right now. Right this second, as we all stand, as we sing the song of invitation.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power.